Yeah, Damo was unbelievable tonight, and just his work ethic. And look, he was sick and diarrhea last night and all this morning. So for a guy that's running on fumes out there, and just the high work rate, and that's what a captain does. A captain steps up when needed, and he certainly did that tonight.
The turnovers, both sides really just had a day to forget, I suppose. What did you sort of put it down to?
Most of them were soft. You know, it was passing errors, it was, fumbles, it was, I don't know, maybe it was Christmas that we came through, but both teams, the resolve to win was first class, and, very happy that we get out of it. We shoot 58% from the foul line and have 23 turnovers and still win the game. You don't do that too many times.
Sean, what did you make of it down the stretch, mate? Obviously, really tough game and a lot of twists and turns. Does it feel great to grind that out?
Yeah, it was a roller coaster. You know, you kind of feel like you got it won, and they make some big plays, and we made some big plays. So, I guess that's the beauty of basketball. But, I've been on plenty of times where you come on the losing end of those, and it's definitely nice to, especially on the road. I mean, Melbourne, tough team at home. So this is an important win for us to try and keep us, gunning for that top spot.
Do you get the feeling you guys will have a few more tough clashes with this team this year? They've sort of hit a bit of form, I guess. Do you expect to see them later on the season when it's important, I guess?
Yeah, this team, Melbourne, they're a finals team. You know, I think that they're playing some pretty good basketball. You know, McRae, didn't have his usual game tonight. I don't know if he was injured or what, but they've got a lot of weapons, and we know that we'll meet up with them again, and it's going to be a great battle, and we're going to have to be ready to play. I think we got to cut down on our turnovers and make sure that we value the ball a little bit better, I think.
Was there much of a concern about whether Damien would play or not, or were you confident he would get up and just have to be managed?
Yeah, look, we knew he'd play, just the character is he'll play, but it was more so how many minutes can we get up. So he was virtually first sub every quarter just to get him off, get some fluid back into him, and it just depends how the other five guys are playing on the court, whether we can extend that rest and put him back. But, if the game's on the line, he's not going to. And a couple of times he asked to be subbed out, but then the game's on the line, he wants to play, and that goes secondary.
Trevor, what was the decision about starting Jesse at the beginning of the game? Was it a matchup thing, or just something you'd like to change up from time to time?
Yeah, a bit of both. It was, we wanted to change that up. We probably got a little bit stale in that first group that weren't performing at the start, and it was a flick of the coin, and we thought Jesse could match up with Wirtho and with his physicality. So that was, and he's been playing great, and he didn't play a great game today, but he's been playing great for us.
Over the last couple of years, you've had some success against Melbourne with your changing defences, the zone in that start of the second quarter. What was it about that was working so well?
Yeah, I think we had 8 or 9 stops in a row for that quarter. So that's, it was just identifying not to give them easy shots. We didn't want them to get them run outs. We wanted to make sure they were pushing uphill and taking contested shots, because they're a great three-point shooting team. And we felt if we fall into that hand of over-rotating, that'd hurt us. So I was pretty pleased with how we did that at the start of the game.
Trevor, it looks like in overtime, looks like United was starting to get on top a little bit, and a massive four-point play by Sean. Must have been a massive moment for you at that stage. It must be obviously great to have a veteran down the stretch to call on like that.
Yeah, it was like the ball was outside, so we called a play for Sean to hit the three. Then he was just confirming it as we were coming down the court. So, look, that's Sean's been through so many close games like that. He's a seasoned vet, and he delivers on the line. So, for a coach, it's pretty easy to give the guy who's got a hot hand and can make shots at the crunch. And, that just from 3 points down a minute and whatever it was to go, make the four-point play, and that was the difference in the game.
Sean, was it a relief that seeing the ball, Steve Dennis's shot, fall out after the 5 second count a couple of plays prior?
Yeah. Those are the ones that if you lose those, you kind of replay 4 or 5 plays, especially to get a turnover like that. We'll watch the film and make some adjustments. But and Dennis had played great all night. So it was a relief. And sometimes the ball bounces your way, and thankfully it did on that opportunity.